Two mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, have claimed the lives of 31 individuals. Much of the country is in mourning today as we once again try and make sense out of what happened. One factor that some are looking to is the internet, and more specifically, an anonymous message board where the man accused of carrying out the El Paso shooting posted a racist manifesto. The website 8chan has also been linked to other mass shootings as well, and our next guest says the website is becoming a familiar detail in cases of white supremacist violence. April Glazier is a technology writer for Slate and has been reporting on the latest 8chan news. April, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First off, can you describe what 8chan is?
Sure. So 8chan is a message board of sorts. It was created in 2013 off of its original site or in response to 4chan, which is very similar to 8chan. And it is a place that has no moderation policies, essentially no moderation policies. So unlike Facebook or Twitter, where you can get kicked off or removed or your posts removed for saying things that are hateful or encouraging violence, that does not happen on 8chan. And that has allowed for violence to stew and for communities that encourage kind of hate like white supremacy and neo-Nazism to really incubate there. And I'll just say that 4chan, which many people might have heard of as well, actually does have some moderation policies that disallows things like doxing, which is the posting of people's personal information on the site. 8chan does not have those same requirements, and therefore the worst of the worst ends up there.
Well, and moderation is one thing, but even without moderation, someone obviously started these websites. What do we know about their origins?
Sure. So, I mean, I'm just saying these sites don't have moderation on them, which allows for people to post whatever they want. 4chan started in 2003. 8chan started in 2013 when 4chan started doing some level of moderation. 8chan is run now out of the Philippines, but it was started in the United States. The person who founded it recently told yesterday to the New York Times and the Washington Post that the site should be shut down. And the site has become a forum for hate in really specific ways. I mean, not just a place that provides community or that allows for, the coordination of harassment campaigns, which is all terrible. But now we've seen, as particularly after the Christchurch massacre that happened in New Zealand, where 50 people were shot, that shooter posted a manifesto to 8chan prior to committing his horrific act of violence. And in that manifesto, he also posted a link and instructed his community to watch the live broadcast of his violence, which was, of course, then somehow performative, and then to disseminate that. And the violence was disseminated. Facebook removed 1.5 million copies of that video of the massacre within 24 hours of that happening. Then we saw the formula carried out again ahead of the Poway shooting in Southern California before a man shot up a synagogue and killed a person. He posted a manifesto to 8chan. And then we saw it again this weekend in El Paso, the same formula. A man before he shot up the shopping center in El Paso targeting Latinos put a manifesto on 8chan citing and saying that his inspiration was the Christchurch shooter. So this is becoming a playbook.
April Glazier is a technology writer for Slate and has been reporting on the latest 8chan news. She is with us now in the wake of the El Paso shooting, which, as she said, the website was used to promote that violence. There are certainly plenty of bad places on the internet, April. How specifically has this website become a digital gathering place for these extremists?
Sure, there are bad places on the internet. And there have long been places like Stormfront, which is a website specifically for members of the KKK and white supremacists. But 8chan is a place that is not specifically for a hate group, but it's become a place that has become safe for hate groups. And as such, it's become a really useful recruiting ground for these communities. So people might go to 8chan just to revel in an offensive joke, to make fun of PC people, as they say, politically correct people. They might come to talk about violent video games that they enjoy. to discuss or make jokes about things that would cause offense to other people. And that's become kind of a way of indoctrinating and snowballing hate. And so once once people in these communities start laughing about something like the Holocaust or genocide, it's opened the doors for this to actually become an ideology that people actually start to believe in, and the irony goes away, and it actually becomes the way people think. And so this has become a place where people have become indoctrinated. They stumble on 8chan for different reasons, and then through various techniques of people who use the site, they've been actually encouraging people to adopt these ideologies and then encouraging them to enact violence.
There's apparently very extreme rhetoric, as you were saying, on the website. How has it not been shut down before?
Well, the website, like all websites, it operates, and it doesn't have moderation policies, and there are not like global rules for what can and cannot be on the internet worldwide. And in the United States in particular, websites have protection from being liable for what users post on those sites. So, even if you post something incredibly hateful or racist or violent to Facebook, Facebook can't be sued for that. That's from the Communications Decency Act, the mid-90s law. But with that liability, it's protected websites, like 8chan. But even more than that, since there's not moderation happening on 8chan, what we're seeing instead is the moderation kind of going up the stack. So since the owners of 8chan are not moderating what people can say, those who provide web services that allow 8chan to continue to exist, like Cloudflare, its previous security provider, are saying that they don't want to work with 8chan anymore and are dropping it. So instead, we're seeing the moderation kind of move up the stack into the services like the domain registrars, cloud hosting, security companies, that kind of allow a website to even exist on the internet.
Well, and you refer to the company Cloudflare as one of the backbones of the internet, and it is taking some strides to try and take 8chan offline. What's the latest on that?
Well, with Cloudflare, they decided that they will no longer work with 8chan to provide security services. And this, of course, is coming after now 3 shootings tied to stuff posted on 8chan. After Cloudflare dropped 8chan as a client, 8chan found another security service called Bitmitigate. Bitmitigate, it was reported this morning, actually lost its cloud hosting as a result of taking 8chan on as a client, presumably, and now 8chan is offline again. And, we saw this happen with the Daily Stormer after the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally. That was the website where that rally was planned. It's a neo-Nazi website. It lost its cloud hosting, its domain registrar, its security from Cloudflare, and for a time was offline and much harder to find. And when these sites go offline, when these infrastructure services, these web companies decide they don't want to work with these sites, then it's harder for their ideologies to spread, and it's harder for these communities to gather. So this type of, non-service actually does have an effect on stopping to spread the type of odious ideologies that are incubated on these sites.
And just to be clear, when you talk about security services, this is basically protecting a website from, say, being hacked and being taken down.
When we say hack, yeah, particularly Cloudflare provides security or protection from what's called a DDoS, or distributed denial of service attack, which is when a website is bombarded with so much traffic that it cannot handle the load and it breaks down.
And so you kind of just addressed this, but some have said that a permanent shutdown of 8chan, or deplatforming as it's known, would just cause hate groups to organize elsewhere. But it sounds like you're saying that lacking this place for them to come together, and as you said, people from across the globe coming together on these sites, that perhaps could have an impact on this white supremacist movement.
Well, it absolutely destabilizes them. I mean, the truth is that the internet is a pretty consolidated place, right? And there are a lot of core not a lot, but there's only a handful of core services or companies that are really big that provide this kind of domain registrar, these security services, these kinds of like internet backbone services. And so when those, companies decide to come together and not provide web services for a certain website, it's going to be a lot harder for that website to get the infrastructure it needs to be online. And once that website is offline for some time, of course it destabilizes those communities. It might not be permanent because, the internet is like people can create new websites, 1,000 flowers can bloom.
And we'll have to leave it there. April, thank you so much for joining us. April Glazer is a technology writer for Slate. She joined us to discuss the website 8chan, where mass shooters have posted their hate-filled diatribes.